Are you waiting on the Lord today? I am. He listens tenderly and cares how we wait. Psalm 38:9 says, O Lord, all my longing is before you. My sighing is not hidden from you. Of course, we all know we must wait on the Lord. And we get in trouble when we rush things, don't we? There are countless examples in Scripture about that. But have you considered how God waits for us? This is really profound for me to think about. He wants and waits for us to turn to Him more deeply, more unreservedly. He wants us to be childlike in our trust in Him. He waits for us to understand more and more fully that He loves us. No matter what, He waits for us to obey His word out of love for Him and not legalism. He waits on us to stop resisting His comfort. Oh, how He wants to comfort you and me. He is so compassionate, 100% eternally trustworthy, and He waits for us to trust Him as the perfect parent. Our Heavenly Father, who always wants what is the ultimate best for us with eternity in mind. Really soak in God's word with me in Isaiah 30, verse 18. And therefore, the Lord earnestly waits, expecting, looking, and longing to be gracious to you. And therefore, He lifts Himself up that He may have mercy on you and show loving kindness to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied are all those who earnestly wait for Him, who expect and look and long for Him, for His victory, His favor, His love, His peace, His joy, and His matchless, unbroken companionship. Today, let's wait for Him and thank Him for waiting for us too. And remember, for us who know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, we know the best is always yet to be. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for being so loving and for waiting on us to turn to you, to accept you, to love you the way you deserve to be loved. We want to love you more and more. We want to love you with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength. Please help us love you and love others with your love. And please help us wait, knowing that you're waiting for us too, and that the best is always yet to be for us who know you, that you will return and make things right, and that you always have what's best in mind for us. Help us to obey your word out of love for you, not legalism. And we also now pray with those who realize they've not yet loved you and received you as Savior and Lord. So we pray with them, and we pray right now, just Lord Jesus, please cleanse us from all sin. We repent from sin and relying on ourselves, and we turn to you and believe you died on the cross for us, bearing our punishment, and that you rose again, conquering sin and death for us. Help us to embrace your victory and experience your peace, and remember that you are who you are. We pray for all praying pals, all churches, and leaders, that all would experience knowing you in the deepest possible way. Pray for comfort and grace as we wait for you. And we thank you again for waiting for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Remember to embrace His grace as you wait. Remember that He is waiting for you and loves you. God bless you, my friends.